Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers. We read comics.
We're predators.
We are.
Yes, sir, predator week.
Only the good kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Predator versus Wolverine. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. What kind of news you got, Nathan? We got Predator news, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Nathan, Predator Kills the Marvel Universe.
What?
Is a new book coming.
Cool.
August 13th.
Dude, let's fucking go. That's awesome.
I think it's the same creative team as this. I could be wrong.
So Ben Percy and...
There's a couple guys on this.
There's a couple guys on this one. But
it's like whoever's on the Spider-Man one, I think.
Oh, I don't know who that is off the top of my head.
So... Ben Percy and Marcelo Ferreira.
Yeah, I think it is the guy on this. No, you're right. The Spider-Man one.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
Like,
they're like, he's fought Spider-Man and Wolverine and Black Panther. Just get everybody else.
Let's get the rest of them.
Yeah. Flush out anybody else that's interesting in that and then just call it good.
They just told Ben Percy, like, no more. He's like, what about all of it?
What if I did everybody else?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. I like Ben Percy. So
I like him now.
You like him now?
Yeah. I didn't really have much of an opinion before, I don't think. But
yeah, I think it's good.
It's so bizarre that like a crossover character would kill the whole Marvel universe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fresh
like
approach.
To see more of that.
Mm-hmm. Who else do you want to kill the Marvel universe?
Saitama.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I think the Mask could kill the Marvel universe.
The Mask, that'd be crazy.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Or the Max. That'd be cool too.
Yeah, bring back the Max.
Yeah. Because wasn't there like a Max Batman crossover or something like that? That'd be cool to read.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read any of the Max. Have you?
No, but I was like looking into it pretty hardcore the last couple weeks.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I'm interested.
All right.
Like the trades themselves go for like $50 up to like $90 a pop. There's like six of them. I've seen people sell like whole sets of them for like $350.
That sounds worth.
Then I texted Mike. I'm like, you have any of the Max? He's like, yeah, like the first six. I'm like, perfect.
Give it to me. That's cool.
So yeah, the Max would be cool.
Pretty sweet.
Just bizarre characters like that. Other Predator news, Nathan. We got a trailer for Predator Badlands that'll be coming November 7th. So that's the live action one that's made by the same dude who made Prey and then
Dan Trachtenberg. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And the animated one is coming out the week that this releases, right? Is that why we're doing this?
Like the week before, but yeah.
Week before? Okay. Can't wait to watch that.
It
was probably pretty good.
A lot of Predator content
this
year. Yeah, I think June 6th is when the movie comes out.
Nice.
So pretty cool. Should we do another Predator book?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. I don't think this probably isn't even like the best one, but you know, that's pretty. Well, I mean, you got Archie versus the Predator right there.
Pretty close, so. Yeah. What do you got, Nathan?
Did you like the show Arrow?
Kinda, like the first couple seasons.
Well, that guy, Greg Berlanti, apparently he's also behind You for Netflix.
Like the showrunner?
The showrunner, I think. Yeah. Oh.
I can see that.
He is adapting Stillwater from Chip Zdarsky.
Ooh.
And it's going to be for Amazon Prime Video.
That's crazy. As a show, yeah.
I think that'll be really cool.
I only read the first issue of that, but I bought all of it.
I think I also have all of it, and I've read like maybe the first three or something. But it's good.
Yeah.
I know it's good. Chip Zdarsky, big W for him. I remember we like asked him, because was that the one where... There was like a movie coming out also called Stillwater.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, it actually really super sucks for me.
Yeah. It was like a Matt Damon movie or something.
Yeah. No, it was Mark Wahlberg, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, big W for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't wait to see that. Hopefully Greg Berlanti makes good stuff.
Seems like he's got a good resume behind him.
Do you want some not really good news, but the headline made me laugh?
Ooh, it was a Matt Damon movie. Go ahead.
Oh, it was? Oh, fuck. Thank God we didn't bet on it.
Bad news. Wait.
It's not really news, but the The headline made me laugh. The headline is Alliance Entertainment cancels Diamond purchase. Diamond says, "We good."
where the fuck do you read news?
I tried. This one's from the Beat. Comics Culture. Yeah, Comics Beat or whatever.
That's a pretty good one.
I know. And so I was like, I got to read this article and see where they say we good. But then I couldn't find it.
Like, the court said that, like, they granted, like, the backup buyer to purchase it.
Yeah.
And so then, like, Alliance lost that lawsuit.
I don't know. I don't care. It seems like it'll get picked up or it won't, but it probably won't affect that much. Too much. At least it's a lot of, like, kind of up in the air back and forth right now.
Yeah.
So. Kind of news. I just thought that article was funny for like a acquisition of a company.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
And then speaking of other comic TV shows in the works from Image Comics.
Ooh, yeah.
We got a, I don't know if you've ever heard of this book called The Beauty.
Mm-mm.
It's an Image comic from like maybe 10 years ago. And that is going to be adapted to a TV show.
The Beauty.
The Beauty. I bet if you saw a cover, you wouldn't recognize it.
Let me look that bitch up.
Like the trade dress is what kind of got me.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah. So, I think that's like a maxi series.
Who's on that? Jeremy Hahn and Jason Hurley?
Hmm. They have the same initials.
Yes, they do. JHJH.
Interesting. So, I thought that was neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. I like comic book stuff being adapted.
I think it's something about like, there's like a STD going around, but it makes you beautiful or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Give me one of them.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Crazy news.
Crazy news?
Something that I never thought would happen.
The coin?
The what?
The coin?
What coin?
Oh, okay. That's crazy news that I never thought would happen. But what were you talking about?
Jeff Lemire was on Word Balloon.
Cool.
This week. And he...
I'll check that out.
He, I guess it's kind of an announcement because I never heard of it before, but he's doing a Madam Dragonfly miniseries that'll be coming maybe next year. But it'll have Dean Ormston on art.
Let's go, dude. That's such a big W. I don't even care what Adam Dragonfly is. Is that new? Is that something new that he's doing? Or
Adam Dragonfly?
Yeah, is that a thing already?
That's a part of the Black Hammer universe.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Dude, let's fucking go.
Nathan doesn't know Black Hammer Ball. But
I don't know Black Hammer Ball like you do. Now I'll catch up, though. Dean's coming back.
Dean's coming back, baby. And so, yeah, that was very exciting.
That's incredible. I love when he drops little nuggets.
Yeah.
Big nugget dropper. More exciting, Daniel. Space Ghost is coming back.
Well, there was like a...
It relaunches.
Miniseries like last year, wasn't
it? Yeah, I know. It's coming back. New number one, Alex Ross doing covers because that's all he does. That's going to be...
Is it like...
Who's writing it?
Pose or something like that?
David Pose, Jonathan Lau, and some artists like... Jay Lee, Francesco Mattina, and more.
On covers?
No, with art.
Oh, okay.
Or wait. Yeah, it's probably covers, actually.
I wonder if I fuck with Space Ghost. I think...
I don't know. I want to watch the, like, old Adult Swim Space Ghost where he has, like, a TV show. Like, or he's, like, hosting at midnight. Fucking...
I think you're thinking of, like...
But that is Space Ghost that's hosting it.
I thought... Isn't that, like, a bird dude?
No, I think it's Space Ghost that hosts it.
Hold on.
And it was like, I watched a video on like the history of Adult Swim. It's pretty interesting, but they like started with a late night show where they just kind of reused parts of Space Ghost and then just kind of dubbed over it. So they like took like him talking and stuff that was like already animated, like those assets, and put it into the show. And
are you thinking of Harvey Birdman?
Is that the one? No, I think Space Ghost did it for a little bit, but.
Does that look familiar?
Yes.
That's Harvey Birdman. Space Ghost kind of looks like Batman without the...
No, I know what Space Ghost looks like, but I thought I saw that Space Ghost did some of those too. I could be wrong, though.
Space Ghost
Late Night Show. Okay, maybe I'm thinking about
Harvey Birdman. Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, he also had something like that.
Yeah, he also had a late night show. Okay, I'm glad I'm not crazy.
1994, dude. That's crazy.
I know. And that show's on Adult Swim at the time.
Was Adult Swim... A thing back
that was
then?
Like that was like the first thing that they did because they needed to like, they needed to fill time at like night when nobody was watching TV, and so they just like let them do anything. And there's some really weird stuff.
Still going, baby.
Yeah, still going. That's cool, Daniel.
Yeah,
here's some crazy news.
Is it?
There is going to be an official coin, official legal tender that is going to have Superman and Batman printed on their own actual coin.
Like for US currency?
Yeah, US currency. It'll be like collector coins. They do this with like different things, but there's going to be like Superman and stuff actually like printed or whatever on there, minted on there.
Wow.
And so you can get it like in 24 karat gold if you want.
Hmm.
But there's going to be a Superman, a Batman one, and then eventually a Wonder Woman one, I guess. But it's going to be officially made by the
U.S. Treasury or something?
Yeah, there's like the United States Mint will kick off an exciting new coin and metal series celebrating comic art as a uniquely American art form. And the Mint is collaborating with Warner Bros. Discovery Global Consumer Products to feature DC superheroes on genuine U.S. coins and medals. It celebrates, you know, American values and shit.
How much, Nathan?
I don't know how much they're going to be, but, well, like, this coin says it has 50 bucks printed on it, so they're not going to be, like, quarters.
Uh-huh.
But I guess, I was looking, like, into it, and they do, like, runs of, like, different kinds of coins, and they're mainly, like, collector coins.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't, like, technically they are legal tender, I think.
But you wouldn't use that.
But you wouldn't, yeah, you wouldn't use it. It's kind of a collector thing. But still, kind of cool. Like, it's kind of weird, though, because at the same time, it's, like, it's Superman, and then right next to him, it'll say, like, In God We Trust, and, like, you know, stuff like that, because that's what's on coins, so it's, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, it said, like, 2.5 ounces, and that's, like, a big coin, you know? Yeah. I imagine it's, like, a dollar-looking thing.
And apparently, like, the big minter is Chief Engraver Joseph Mena, who's going to be doing the art for the minted coins.
So, the art isn't based off of any...
It's not going to be like artist? No, it's not going to be like a Jim Lee Superman or anything like that. The guy who mints coins and has specialties in minting coins, I guess.
Yeah.
I assume that there's probably like limitations to how detailed he can get
with
coin art. He's making the art for it.
Okay, neat.
And he's the guy. He's the coin guy.
What a cool job.
Yeah, I know, right? And then here's
only one of those guys?
I guess so. And then here's the concepts for Batman so far. So I got some cool stuff in there.
I like the ones where they're looking at you.
Yeah. Well, there's one with like Commissioner Gordon I saw, and it was like him looking up at like a fucking Batman bat signal.
Yeah.
So pretty weird.
Nice. Nathan, you know the book Monstrous?
Uh-huh.
That it has a compendium coming for the first 48 issues.
There's more than that in the book.
Yeah, I think there's like 60-some issues.
Really? Is it only that much? Okay.
It could be more. September 24th, first 48 issues, $60.
Not bad.
Yep. Good price.
Good price.
I just like compendium news. Nathan, you like Shredder?
Yeah.
He's getting his own solo series.
Really? That's kind of cool.
Coming August 13th from Dan Waters and Michelle Bandini.
Don't know him.
Dan Waters?
His name rings a bell. He's
on stuff. I don't know if I've read anything by him.
Yeah.
But a pod I listen to likes him.
That's cool. Sean Gordon Murphy is coming out with White Knight, World's Finest, which is going to be, as this article describes, it looks like the official debut of the White Justice League.
Oh, no.
Which is what they called it. And I'm like, yeah, finally.
The White League.
The White League. Let's go. But no, it's apparently a Batman and Superman story, but Justice League is in there, I guess, at the ending of the last White Knight story.
What lantern do you think they're going with?
John Stewart. It's officially John Stewart.
Wow. They're gonna whitewash John Stewart.
Yeah, they're gonna make him white.
Dang.
Finally. That's pretty cool. I just like that they call it the White Justice League.
That's crazy.
In this article,
like,
a lot of articles made me laugh this week.
If I was Sean Gordon Murphy and I got to that point, I'd be like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I gotta figure something else out. I totally forgot about those books by him.
I think they're like really good. I mean, I read all of the first White Knight, but I haven't read the Azrael one.
I read like the first issue of the first one, and I think I have all of it. But
it's good. I think it's interesting.
Okay,
genuinely. But
Nathan,
yo,
your favorite movie from last year, Megalopolis, the original graphic novel, is coming out this October. Yeah,
this is great news.
Jacob Phillips did the artwork.
Oh my god, why?
Because when Francis Ford Coppola asked you to make a comic based off one of his movies, you say yes, Nathan.
Do you think he's sad that it's like his shittiest one, though?
I don't know. Maybe the book's better. But we've brought this up before, but we never had a release date until It's not a date, but it's this October is coming.
Dude, fuck yes. I'm 100% picking that up.
Adapted by Chris Reilly? I don't know. That might be
Reilly?
I don't know. Fucking, I wrote it down and autocorrect might change it to Reilly, but, and then Jacob Phillips on art.
That sounds great. Yeah. I mean, he has like superpowers and shit in that movie for some reason, so.
Yeah, maybe like with like timing, it just like is a little bit better or something, you know? It's not as like awkward.
I think that'll be good.
Okay.
Which is crazy to say about anything Megalopolis related, but you know, maybe they needed to make some money back after.
Well, he like the release. So he knew about the project like before the movie came out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so
right.
He had like the scripts.
Yeah, we did talk about this, didn't
like,
we?
Like well in advance. Uh-huh. It's like 200 to 300 pages, I think. So yeah. He just had to work on this for like some time, you know.
Wow.
And he had just finished like a couple months ago, I think.
Poor guy.
Yeah, you know.
Daniel, Godzilla versus Thor coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing more of them. He's fighting more people, even though he's already killing the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, it's like...
And it's like, wow, we're really milking this, aren't we? So,
did Thor escape or something?
But, Daniel, Jason Aaron writing
with
Aaron Cooter on art. Your favorite artist. Which is pretty cool.
Cooter?
Cooter.
Cooter?
I'm pretty sure it's Cooter. That's pretty cool.
You know,
Jason Aaron returned to Thor with the fucking Godzilla story. Yeah, I'm there for
on one condition. Godzilla's gotta be there.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
And Nathan, we might have brought this up before, but the newest edition or the newest thing by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips is a new criminal original graphic novel.
The Knives?
Criminal: The Knives. And we'll be coming out August 27th, maybe.
Cool.
So it'll come out in like comic stores first and then bookstores.
That sounds sweet.
So that'd be cool. I don't think they've really done. And then they're rebranding all their books. They're like doing reprints of the criminal ones. But they also put like My Heroes Have Always Been Junkies under the criminal, like
their
logo thing. Have you seen that?
They're putting the entire.
I don't know if they're doing
My Heroes
everything.
Have Always Been
Yeah.
That's the line of books that they're calling their work together?
Most of them. I don't think everything.
I could see it that be rebranded like a criminal like book or whatever, but to name criminal a My Heroes Have Always Been Junkies book is weird.
Well, it looks like, you know, all the normal criminal stuff is reprinted and then Junkies has just been reprinted like that.
Oh, okay. So what I thought made more sense is like rebranding these all as like criminal books.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but they didn't like explicitly say that for My Heroes Have Always Been Junkies when it came out.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's being like.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like Black Label, but like only shit that they've done. You know what I mean?
Black Label is like an imprint, though. I don't think Criminal is like an imprint.
Yeah,
it's like a series.
Okay. I see what you mean, though.
You know what I mean? So like the Reckless stuff isn't going under this.
Oh, it is or it's not?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Then
because Reckless is its own thing. It's separate.
Fuck me then.
Yeah, dumbass. Yeah, it's very confusing, and they look slick, though.
No, I think that looks great.
Yeah.
I think if you got them all and they're on the shelf, it'll look pretty.
That's true. I'm not buying them, but...
I should, like, seriously read Criminal.
We'll read it when it comes out, the show.
I'm saying, like, all of it.
All of it?
You want to do all of it when the show comes out?
Criminal Month?
That'd be cool. I'm down. That's good.
Yeah,
because that's guaranteed good shit, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Anyway.
Because they are, like, all kind of different. Daniel.
I think they start to be like connected, so that's kind of what I like push away from like our podcast at least.
Yeah, fair.
What?
Fuck all that high art shit. Marvel Swimsuit Special returns.
Yes!
Fucking finally! It returns sometime in July.
Isn't DC doing that too?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like the first time in like 50 years or whatever. I'm like, I don't think that's true, but... Or maybe I'm thinking of Marvel.
I think, yeah, it might be Marvel.
That's cool.
So, that's pretty cool. They, you know, they have like a general story, but at the end of the solicitation description, it says a story so good you could pretend you're reading it for the story. So, and then last solicitation,
the male gaze is back, baby.
But they're making like the dude sexy too. You know, you got to do that because
the male gaze is back.
They got like
baby.
A cyclops and his abs are out.
Yeah, everyone's got abs.
And then last solicitation I was excited about, it's Jeff Infinity Paws. I can't remember if we said this already. Did we?
No, no.
There's been a couple Jeff things coming out. But Jason Liu is going to be doing
the story
for it. And now Fuji is going to be the artist and colorist.
Huh.
So pretty cool. It looks like there's a bunch of the pets that are going to get involved in this one.
Whoa.
So you got Lockjaw. You got Cosmo. You got Goose. Do you remember who Goose is?
That's the cat.
That's the cat. We got
Cat Tomorrow Cat.
We got Throg.
Nice.
Who else is on here? Rocket. It's kind of a pet.
Is that like dragon in there?
The Kitty Pride one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. He's in here.
What's his name? Like Skipper or something?
I can't remember. There's the Doctor Strange dog.
Huh?
Doctor Strange is like a ghost dog. His name.
The one that Donnie Case made?
Yeah. I forget his name. Bats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, pretty cool. I'll be reading. And that's all the news I got.
Alrighty. A lot of news. Too much news. Too oh, my much. God. Look at the time.
Look at the
what
time.
What book did we read this week, Nathan?
Dana, we read Which one was first? Predator versus Wolverine.
That's correct.
All right. And this one is by...
Dude, this neon cover goes so hard.
I know, dude. I want to hunt it down. Oh, my God. I think it's its own cover.
Who did this?
It's Steve McNiven.
Oh.
I know. It's so fucking good.
Who colored it? It's incredible. Anyway. I don't know.
But it's Predator versus Wolverine by Benjamin Percy, who wrote it. Ken Lashley does the present day stuff. And then there's some like flashback stuff by Greg Land, Andrea DeVito, Hayden Sherman, Kay Zama, and Gavin Guidry. Guidry.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty cool. So this book fucking rules.
Dude.
this is what a fucking turn your brain off kind of crossover thing.
This hit the fucking spot.
It does. It really does.
There's enough to be like interesting, you know?
Yeah.
But also like be a hell yeah comic, you know?
When like the way that it's formatted, I think works perfectly for a character like Wolverine, because they're just kind of they have this like century long beef, essentially.
Yeah.
They're like fighting each other, and one of them will get away or the other one will get away, like in certain time periods, all while, you know, their final fight being in the present day happening. So I think that's super cool.
Yeah, the artwork's incredible.
And it's having so good.
Having the different teams on the different time periods,
it works so well.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's super good.
I didn't expect there to be like six time periods, but like it works for me, yeah. You know?
And there's a lot of fucking Wolverine eras.
Yeah.
That's what I realized reading this. I'm like, dude, I don't even know. You know, like I assume that these are all things that happen, but there's like Team X that he was on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of the people on that team or that Wolverine was on that team in general. So. It's kind of fun. It's definitely like a love letter to like Wolverine history for sure.
Yeah, his like claws break off, and I'm like, what the fuck? How'd that happen? And I'm like, oh, we're the pre-adamantium one.
Yeah, the
bone marrow claws.
And then there's like different designs for Predator as this goes on too through the different time periods, which is super cool as well. So, big fucking W this book. But let's get into it. So it's the present day. Wolverine's being hunted by Predator. That's not good. Wolverine escapes by acting like he jumped off a cliff, but actually he's just kind of hanging on to like a little divot in the cliff so he can heal and get his footing. They fought many times before through time, like over the last 100 years, and the first time was being in the 1900. Wolverine had his bone claws and he was getting into bar fights. There's a man that shows up in the bar one day and he asks Logan to help rescue his son. And so he's like, all right, fine, I'll help. While they're walking around, they find like hanging bodies with the skin peeled off that the Predator did, but they're thinking that's the man that took the dude's kid. And so Wolverine finds those dudes, kills the men, but then finds out that he was scammed by the guy that hired him because he just wanted whatever those dudes had for money. And as soon as he figures that out, Predator shows up, blows the dude's head off, and then him and Wolverine fight. And Wolverine's kind of caught off guard. He's getting beat up. And he gets away when a bear attacks. So then after that, there's a jump forward in time. And Wolverine is on Team X and is about to fight multiple Predators.
Yeah, like five Predators.
Yeah, that's too many. But this first issue is like a double size thing, so that's pretty cool. That's good for a first issue like this. That's especially when it's only like 4 total issues. I think it works pretty well.
So before, like, when we jump back in the past and we see young Wolverine.
Yeah.
Seeing Wolverine young is kind of cringe to me for some reason.
I think so, too. He should be the same age, right? Technically?
I mean, I guess, like, maybe he was born around this time, but, like, it still just is, like, weird.
Yeah, because it seems like he's locked into, like, a, like, late 30s kind of age.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe early 40s or something like that.
I hope I look like this in my late 30s.
I know, for real. But in this, like, 1900s era, maybe, like, the healing factor that stops him from aging, like, hasn't necessarily kicked in all the way yet. I don't really know.
Wasn't the healing factor more of, like, a Weapon X thing?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Actually, it might have been. That's probably what it is.
So, before he, like, goes into town or whatever, he says that he raided a beaver lodge. And I thought that was just a funny saying.
That is a funny thing.
People go raid the beaver lodge, you know?
But he, like, killed actual beavers, right?
Yeah.
And he's, like, selling them.
Yeah, he, like, sells the pelts or whatever.
Yeah. Who needs a beaver pelt?
I don't know.
He's selling them for a pretty good price, though, if he's, you know, been just kind of living off of that. I do like the idea of Wolverine kind of just, like, living in this, like, super snowy area, though. Kind of, I feel like it fits him. Because he would be miserable.
Right. It's kind of funny that, you know, in comics, you can, like, de-age Wolverine quite a bit. But, like, when the movies are coming out, they just put Hugh Jackman in whatever era he needed to be in.
Yep.
And didn't de-age him at all.
And it works.
Yeah, it's so funny.
This is what he looked like.
Like, he gets older, and like, time is supposed to, like, catch back up.
Yeah.
You know, but he was, like, looks older in the past, you know?
Yeah. It would only not work if he ever had to, like, go revisit, like, an X1 scene or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's fine. Specifically in, like, Days of Future Past, he's, like, kind of time jumping a lot, and he's just, like, the same Hugh Jackman for, like, the age that he was when he filmed that movie.
Yeah.
But I think that's fun. When Predator shows up to Earth, and he's, like, trying to find the best hunt or whatever, he's, like, hunting different animals, and so he's killing, like, a ram, like, a cougar-looking thing, and then he just rides an orca whale.
Crazy.
Which is so fucking awesome.
He's looking for the mightiest predators on Earth.
I hope Ben Persu's, like,
killer's in the name.
Have him kill whatever animal. Yeah, killer whale. Maybe he Googled it. Maybe he learned how to Google and he was like, what's the craziest animal?
Yeah. So my thing with, like, Predator is, like, I think the first one I saw was, like, Alien versus Predator, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, a shit ton of armor.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually the armor came off and then you saw, like, the body or whatever.
Yep.
And so it's always just kind of weird that, like, they're practically naked most of the time.
Yeah. You know? They have, like, little armor pieces, but not, like, completely.
Yeah.
All the way.
And then this guy, he's a little scrawny in this one.
Yeah.
But are these like, accurate, like, feet? Do you see these feet?
I never noticed the feet. Dude. You're always the one to bring up feet stuff.
I don't know. I just look at them.
They are pretty fucking long.
They're pretty weird. Yeah. I saw another panel that didn't look that weird. But I watched one of the movies and, like, I'm like, that's not what they look like. Where did they get that?
Predator feet. Okay, I mean,
it's already in my search history. They just look like normal feet with, like, some claws, right?
Yeah, it's, like, kind of like two big toes.
Okay.
Just kind of bigger toes.
Like Ninja Turtle feet?
In a way.
Maybe.
There's a lot of different options came up. But okay. Yeah.
Lots to choose from.
Those are definitely too long, the one that you showed. So.
Yeah.
I like that they thought that those dudes killed and skinned all of the, like, people and, like, deer and stuff up in the forest.
And that's why, like,
and they're like, man, these guys are fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's a fun little addition. I think Predator obviously looks coolest when he doesn't have any mask on, right?
I prefer mask.
Really?
Yeah.
You think this, like...
Like, that is, like, off, scary and cool and stuff, but I just think it... I just like the stealthiness of, like, having the mask on.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I guess, like, they still have the fucking infrared vision. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, like thermal vision.
They still have the thermal vision with the mask off.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a technology thing.
That's what the movie I watched said, but...
Oh, I mean, maybe that's just how they see. That could be it, but...
Potentially. Anyway, I was going to bring up our segment. who the fuck is that?
Dude.
But you don't know who these people are, I don't know who they are either.
Actually, what's funny is this week I went down to Tucson to visit my buddy. And so we were like looking in a game store, and there's like Marvel Warhammer, where there's like little figures and shit that you can get.
That's pretty cool.
And they had one that was Wolverine and Maverick. And I'm like, who the fuck is Maverick? And then I was reading this book, and I'm like, oh, there he is. So it's just kind of a weird thing where like I never see this character, but I've seen him in two instances, like fucking this week.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I mean, I know who Sabretooth is. I don't know who Jackson is. I don't know who Cruel is, but that's kind of a cool name. But because it's like with a K. I think Maverick's kind of just a shooter guy. Oh,
super fucking 90s character.
Is he? I mean, I think this whole team is 90s. I mean, Sabretooth has a fucking minigun that he's running around with. So
marksman, healing factor.
Maverick does?
Yeah. Mm. He's basically just Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking picture.
That's fucking cool, though.
90s hell.
Oh, that's so 90s.
All right. Who's Cruel?
K-R-U-E-L. He looks like a man bat. But he's got a mustache.
You know, I might have seen this dude in like a Golden Age thing.
Really?
I guess Wolverine isn't Golden Age, but Victor Crueler?
That's a sick name.
Okay, yeah. Daredevil Foe. There's like hardly any shit in this.
Yeah, this is a deep cut character for sure.
Acrobatics and hand-to-hand combat. Above average strength.
Just a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
And then Jackson is like a girl.
What?
She's one that doesn't make it very long in this book. But she has a big gun, so maybe that's her thing. She's a big gun girl.
Okay. Well, even Googling that shit, we can't really figure it out.
Yeah, I don't really know. So deep cuts here. But
I wonder if
cool.
The Team X could even be like just something in this universe.
No, I'm pretty. It's probably like a 90s team.
Okay. Black Ops unit established in the 1960s.
Yep.
Okay, for sure. Interesting. Issue 2? Were you got anything else on that?
No, issue 2. So, in the present, Wolverine heals, but he gets found by the Predator, and an explosion knocks him into a river, and he can't swim very well because he has like a dense adamantium skeleton, so he kind of just sinks to the ground.
His weakness is water.
I never really thought about that.
Neither have I.
Dude's probably fucking heavy.
Dang.
He probably weighs like 400 pounds.
That boy's dense.
Yeah. And so then in the past, Team X fights all the Predator people. Sabretooth gets stabbed. Jackson gets her head kind of lopped off. And then Maverick is about to die, but Wolverine kind of goes to help. They escape to a mine shaft that they rig with explosives. And when it explodes, they both get away. And then we time jump to the Weapon X facility years later, where Predator has killed his way through the lab to find Wolverine being injected with adamantium. So pretty cool. It's pretty raw that like that Predators, when they fail in like killing something and other Predators find out, they just kill that Predator. Because there's a scene where that happens.
Oh, really?
Like one of them gets like injured and the other Predators see that. And so they like fucking kill him. It's this one that's like laying down and he's like, he gets killed by the other Predators.
Damn.
Because they're like seen as failures if they're not able to be like the best hunter or whatever.
Yeah, recruiting's tough, dude.
Yeah. So, but I think that's so raw. Maverick's pretty cool in this. I like that. I'm going to have to look into that guy. What? I feel like, why don't they bring him back? I mean, he's probably dead in like real
combat. How many marksmen do you need, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But why did they make... Who's the X-Force marksman dude? You wear like white and black?
It's like the something Phantom.
Yeah. X-Force.
Agent Phantom or... Dude, someone fucking commented it on one of our videos, and I'm like, what a fucking pull.
What do you mean?
Because we brought this up before, for some reason.
Yeah, we did, and we couldn't remember it then.
Type in X-Force
Phantom. X.
Phantom X?
Yeah. Okay.
Good fucking name.
Good fucking name. He's in New X-Men at some point. Was he created by Grant? He was created by Grant Morrison.
Wow.
Cool. I like him more now.
Just because he's created by a certain guy.
Yeah.
So this, I think the coolest thing about this book is not only the time jumps, but because Wolverine has like so much like amnesia and memory wipes and stuff, he doesn't remember how to fucking fight it.
Yeah.
You know? So he basically has to refight these things like every time he faces them.
Yeah. But Predator, I feel like, learns more about him every time they fight.
Right.
But he's getting his mind like scrambled so often that like sometimes he'll kind of get a vibe or like an instinct that, you know, he's kind of been in this situation before, but it's pretty fresh each time, which is cool. The Hayden Sherman art goes pretty fucking hard. I love this like Weapon X style that he brings to it.
Oh yeah, I think this is my favorite.
Yeah, especially like the Predator style. What's
Hayden Sherman on? Is he Wonder Woman?
He is Wonder Woman, absolute Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and he was also into the Unbeing. Okay. And then there's also a Batman thing that he's doing right now.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing some Batman book right now as well. So I don't know how he's doing all this. But he's a great artist. I think the coolest Wolverine in this book is the present day one. I think he does the most like ideal version, I think, of Wolverine.
The drawing.
Yeah, the drawing. Yeah, drawing are coolest of, but I really like Hayden Sherman's like Predator and environments.
And stuff. And then like Gavin Gidry at the end was kind of
cool. It's so good.
I liked him a lot.
I want him to be on an X-Men book just from that like couple pages.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be sick.
Is he the...
The Closet.
The Closet, yeah. This is a good page.
Oh, great page.
Maverick's just shooting up the Predator. This is the one that failed. And he shoots away his mask, you know, while he's like in action, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Good page.
Good page.
We got a decapitation in a Marvel book.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Jackson got her head.
Yes, she gets
decapitated.
I think it's like a razor wire or something that they have. They have a bunch of gadgets.
Yikes. Yeah, it's clean up. And you look into it,
you know? Yeah, you like look down the fucking spine or whatever.
I was like, ew, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Did you see that?
Super gross.
Team X?
Yep.
They were like tasked to, you might have said this, but they were tasked to like take down this group or whatever. And they were hiding in this like
in the same like mine shaft thing,
and they had to like work together.
I like that aspect.
Did you say that?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't really care why they were there. I know that the team was there for some reason, but yeah, they ended up having to team up with the people that they were originally going to kill.
That's fun.
And they all kind of recognized that this Predator dude thing,
and they all fucking died.
Up.
But
yeah,
like,
they got blown up. So
an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yep, exactly.
So, so. Predator has some sort of like acid cologne.
Yeah. He like does a little spritz.
Did you bring that up?
No, I didn't.
It's crazy. He like killed someone in the snow and then just give him
a little spritz.
Axe body spray, double pits the chesty.
Little mouth.
And it melts his face off.
Little mouth spray. I don't think I've ever seen that. I think I've seen them use acid as a weapon, but I've never seen the like perfume bottle.
It's so like Predator lore is nuts because everyone keeps adding shit, it feels like.
Yeah.
And no one reuses shit until like way later.
Predator is like the Batman of just like random alien because like gadgets wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Predator gadget?
Predator gadget?
I like the little shoulder rocket thing.
Shoulder rocket's a good one. The thing that I always look forward to and I think is underused is like the claws.
Yeah. You know, pretty cool.
Like whenever they just
because they come out from like the little wrist thing that they have on, right?
Like the gauntlet or whatever.
Yeah, that's always cool. You get to see some good action that way.
Yeah, because they maybe use like once or twice. I feel like that should be like primary practically.
You know what would have made this book perfect?
Alien.
No. A Predog.
A Predog. Oh my goodness.
And then he has to kill a Predog.
I don't know if we'll ever see a Predog again. Like,
you don't think so?
Unless maybe in like that Predator book that was coming out.
There's a few of them now.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's only been like two mainline ones, I think.
Black Panthers.
Well, not like the Versus ones, but they're just.
Oh, the mainline.
Yeah, the solo series.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah,
pretty cool.
You think the Predog is going to come up in the Black Panther one?
No, I think they'll come up in the Predator Kills the Marvel Universe.
You know, I Predog only bought like the number. I only bought the number ones of the rest of the Verses, or of all the Verses issues, and I'm kind of regretting that now because this really just like hits, and it's better than I thought it was going to be. Honestly,
yeah. Well, I was really excited reading this one, and I picked the Black Panther one. I'm like, this should be cool. I didn't really like the art style of that one. from what I remember. But I'm really excited about the Spider-Man one.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get that?
I did, yeah. Did you read it?
No.
Parker read it. He said it was really good. He said it was gory.
Ooh.
So, good review.
Nice, nice. Issue 3?
Issue 3. In the present, Wolverine's at the bottom of the river, and he uses Predator's reliance on technology against him by cutting, I think, himself and using the blood in the water to blind Predator's, like, thermal vision. And he...
Genius.
Wolverine gets away. Pretty cool scene. And then in the past, during the Weapon X stuff, Predator takes Wolverine to his ship. Well, he melts his face with the acid, and then he's like, wow, this guy's got a fucking adamantium skull. I'm gonna take him. So he takes Wolverine to his ship to mount him in the trophy room, but the Air Force is attacking the Predator ship trying to save Wolverine. So Predator flies into space. Wolverine wakes up during this, and he cuts his way out of the ship, and he just kind of plummets back to Earth, but he now has Predator's mask. And then time jumps again to Japan, and Wolverine is training with the swordsman Muramasa, and Predator shows up with a bone mask this time.
Yeah.
Bone mask fucking rips. I love the bone mask.
It is pretty sick. It's definitely, like, one of the coolest additions in Prey.
Yeah, totally.
And this is the hardest fucking page I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. He gets up with, like, still an adamantium skull.
His fucking face is still melted off.
Can you imagine?
But he's it's just his adamantium skull exposed.
Yeah.
He's walking around.
It's so funny.
Hilarious.
Can you imagine the feeling Predator got when he finds out that the skull that he's getting is like a special adamantium skull, and he's like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
that's gotta be like finding a pearl in like a clam or whatever. It's like, oh shit, I got a good one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think probably one of the coldest pages is when he's looking at the trophy room with like all the skulls and shit.
Yeah, I didn't know the trophy room was a thing.
Yeah, I remember I've seen this, but it's literally just this. It's like a room with like all the skulls of like the coolest beasts or whatever.
Right. And then you just got a human head in there.
Yeah.
Boring as
hell.
This is like
collecting comics, but for Predator.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Or like fucking.
But it's cool seeing like
original pages.
There's such interesting like alien skulls, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Is the.
You know, he's been around.
Yeah. So. In the captions of like Wolverine's like thoughts or whatever, like his narration, he drops like the species name of the Predator.
Yeah, it's like Yautja or something.
I think it's pronounced Yautja.
Yautja.
I looked into it.
Okay, cool.
Yautja is probably fine too. And I'm like, how the fuck would he know that? You know,
he said he read files.
Files. Okay.
Because like technically he's recounting everything that has happened in these flashbacks, but since his mind has been scrambled so many times, he has to like read the files of like this shit happening. So this is how he knows that he got out of this situation. He doesn't technically remember it. So yeah, the people have called Predators Yautja. I want to read that Japan like era Wolverine stuff. I feel like it's probably pretty good.
Yeah. You think that's like,
it's probably like kind of old.
You think it's Claremont X-Men, or you think it's
I think it's Claremont. It sounds like something he would probably do.
Or maybe it's like, I don't know how long there's been like Wolverine solo series, you know?
Dude, a long time. I just really like the vibe of Wolverine.
Claremont, yeah.
It is? Okay, cool. He does good stuff. I like the vibe of like Wolverine in the little, what do they call that thing in Japan? That they wear around them. The little...
Ooh, a kimono?
A kimono. And he's got a sword. Like, he's not using any claws. He's just learning how to be a swordsman. And then there's, like, cherry blossoms behind him.
You can't really see it, but look at this Frank Miller cover.
Whoa.
It's a little blurry, but this is, like, a trade cover.
It's one of those, like, bunch of guys dogpile kind of Frank Miller shit. That's cool.
I guess Jason Aaron did a trade called Back in Japan.
Yep, he did. He's done a couple Wolverine things.
I guess Brian K. Vaughan did a Logan.
Whoa.
Did Logan shit? So.
Okay.
I think maybe
so
it's
there's
like
more modern stuff too, which is
maybe
good.
It's not like a point in continuity, or like it's not a point in comics, but it's like something that everyone kind of goes back to.
I think Claremont probably made it popular, and then Jason Aaron or Brian K. Vaughan are like, these characters that were created for this Japan story still exist. So maybe he like goes back to see them and shit like that. So, but I think this era of stuff is probably pretty cool. So I'd be interested to read it.
Yeah. So I think in the modern day, Wolverine has like the mask,
like
the Predator mask, and he's gonna home alone him.
Yeah, he's gonna bait him out. He's gonna home alone him. I like that.
Yeah, he's gonna get ready.
Yep.
So Kevin McAllister versus Predator. If Kevin McAllister has enough time to plan,
adult Kevin McAllister?
No, 10-year-old.
That's probably better.
Does he survive? Not even like win, but survive.
That's a good question.
This dude had like torches and shit. Like
he did have torches. He had paint buckets.
Yeah, he had bowling balls and stuff.
Bowling balls. That's got to be good. I think if he could probably get Predator to like trip, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, some marbles or whatever.
With those big ass feet, dude.
Big ass feet.
He's tripping over everything.
Big ass feet versus marbles being dumped down the stairs.
In the townhouse in New York, add that too.
Oh, okay. He's falling through like.
Yeah, there's like.
He's falling through the floor and shit.
Yeah, with the remodels, a lot of shaky infrastructure.
Yeah, I think he could.
Yeah.
I think he could figure it out.
For sure. For sure.
You just need to. Do you think you could figure out how to like cloak himself from him with like mud and shit? Because Wolverine does that kind of in this, but.
I think if there's a way for him to. Well, Prey is. They do the mud thing, and that's.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
That's how it works. Right. But I wonder if he's able to. He like. Coats himself in like
peanut butter,
fucking like cheese whiz or something.
Yeah, like, that might be good.
Something trivial.
I could see him like,
oh, dude, fucking like icy hot or something.
How does he make Marv like a chicken? Or is it the other guy?
And then feathers, or was there like some sort of glue thing?
I think there's some sort of glue thing that he got on him, and then it's shot a bunch of feathers
glue
at him
for like. Flooring or something.
Yeah, probably. I think that could be a good one. You know, make big Predator look like a chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if there's like some cement around, you could do some like quick mix of cement.
I mean, that shit still takes a while to dry.
I think there's some, maybe, yeah. Anyway,
I think he would survive.
Yeah.
I don't know if he kills him. That's not really a Kevin McAllister thing to do.
Yeah. So when he has like the bear skull mask in Japan. Is this like about the time that Prey would be going on? Like it'd be like almost like a spinoff kind of thing? Because do they have a year?
Are you saying like the year that this stuff, this Wolverine Japan stuff happened would be the same?
Oh, this is probably,
because
it's Prey like, is like 1800s.
Yeah, this the earliest timeline is 1900.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I think it's after that for sure. But issue 4, Daniel. In the present day, Wolverine sets up a little Predator mask that he uses to like lure in Predator while he sets up a little Kevin McAllister trap. It works. They start fighting. Then in the past, in Japan, Wolverine uses a katana to fight Predator while Muramasa just kind of watches. It's kind of like a test for him.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
He's like, not my fight, dude.
That's a fucking alien, dude. Like, yeah. Go help him.
I'd be like, you heal. You do that.
Yeah. And then Predator runs off when the hand shows up for some reason.
That was a weird drop.
That was weird. But then it jumps again to when Wolverine's involved with the Xavier school where Wolverine is living. Predator ambushes the school. Wolverine wants to take the fight alone so no one gets hurt. But the help from the other X-Men is actually what makes him strong or whatever. And so the X-Men force Predator to cloak and then retreat. And then in the present, Predator and Wolverine have like a final standoff type thing. They stab each other with their blades, and it keeps them like stuck on one another. And then Predator rigs his little wrist thing to explode, which kills Predator, and then Wolverine survives, but he takes Predator's knife as like a little trophy. Pretty cool. The Gavin Guidry stuff is great. I really like that. I want him on his own X-Men book just kind of after this alone.
Yeah, dude.
Like, we see some good Nightcrawler.
I can see him in, like, New Mutants or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think that'd work.
We see some cool Nightcrawler action. A lot of BAMFs going around. We see some Kitty Pride stuff happening.
It's always super satisfying when current artists are still able to do, like, the forehead shadow thing for Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep that classic design going.
Yeah, I love that. And, like, Predator just, like, also looks pretty cool in this style, which you wouldn't think would work very well. Like, almost like a campy, not campy, but like a old style X-Men
retro kind of bright kind comic. Of thing,
yeah, retro. But fucking Predator looks great. He's still got the bear mask on and everything. So it's pretty sweet.
Fucking Wolverine's shoulder keeps getting fucking torn up. Like, at the beginning issue, it's like a chunk sticking out of it, and then in this one, a chunk's taken out of it.
Dude, you're
so
right.
Jesus, fuck. That seems like the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, and I think when he's in the river, he like cuts his shoulder to like get all the blood to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Poor guy.
Wolverine, he like puts like an eyeball into some mud to make the Predator think that he was like hiding and like looking for him, which is gnarly.
Where'd the eyeball come from?
It's his eyeball. He just took it out.
You think so?
Yeah, grew a new one. Where else would he get an eyeball?
I don't know, like a bear? You know what? Dude, his eyeball is not even there. You're right. In like this final scene.
Oh, shit. I didn't.
Bro cut his own eyeball off.
He didn't grow it out yet.
For a plan that most likely wouldn't have worked. He just kind of got lucky that it did. That's crazy. When he like does beat him, there's a little dialogue that he has where he's like, in a way, I'll kind of miss him because, you know, it's not very often that Wolverine is the one being hunted by something. And so he kind of like is going to miss that sort of feeling that there's always a chance that he could come back. So I thought that was kind of interesting perspective. He misses having him out there.
Yeah. You can always come back, I guess.
There are more.
Or another one could be sent.
Yeah.
In the Xavier school pages, there's like some cheesy dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's like leaving the school, you know, to separate the fight, he's like, my skin doesn't scar, but my heart sure does.
Or like, there's a,
there's
a shape-shifting mutant that takes Wolverine thinking that he's Wolverine, but it's a shape-shifting one. And then Wolverine actually runs in and he's like, I'm double the trouble.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that.
I was like, no. But yeah, good book.
Fucking awesome. Really well done, super fun crossover. So,
yeah, I think I'll probably just end up comparing all Predator crossovers to this.
Yeah,
because this would be kind of hard to beat.
This is definitely gold standard. I think it definitely helps to kick off a lot of the ones that we're getting.
Yeah.
So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
A Peach Momoko variant.
Hard.
Which goes pretty fucking hard. And then a bunch of other variants. We got some from Steve McNiven. We got a Scotty Young one. Alex Maleev. Pretty cool. Mike McCone. Pretty dope stuff. What else we got? Gary Frank. Does a cool one. Adam Kubert. Bill Sienkiewicz does one, which is pretty sweet. Quilce Portacio.
The Josh Cassara one.
Oh, I love that artist, dude.
Great.
Yeah. Really
and
great.
It just like, it really just shows like
how many eras that they could have gone with.
Yeah. Like the,
cause there's like X-Force Wolverine in here that they didn't get to. There's one, the area where he has an eye patch or whatever. He's playing poker all the time, I think.
Oh yeah. He's like,
it's like I think that's a Claremont era.
He had
as
like
well.
A name or something. It's like Mr. Cool or something.
Yeah, when Wolverine was Mr. Cool.
Or they just call him Patch.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay. And then, yeah, so a bunch of different eras. I like that cover a lot.
Then they plug like the mainline Predator. Like,
you want some real Predator shit? Get only Predator. And that's the Mike Brisson one, or Ed Brisson one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What would you rate this book, Daniel?
Nathan, I looked up the old signature creations menu from Cold Stone.
Okay.
So I give it a love it. And they have one called the Cookie Minster.
Mm.
So it's like mint chocolate chip. But I also have it in like a waffle cone bowl.
Oh, yeah.
With like I don't think I'll do the chocolate dipped one, but just a normal one.
Nice.
And like a love it size.
Oh, yeah. This is a gotta have it for me.
Gotta have it.
This is a sweet treat of a comic book. Let me tell you. I don't know what ice cream I'll go. I'd probably go. They got some yellow. What's yellow? Lemon sherbet.
Maybe like sometimes like a vanilla bean is like a little yellowish.
Or isn't it like a cheesecake that's kind of like yellowish?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Or banana ice cream.
Doesn't sound good. But yeah, something like that. I fucking love this.
Hell yeah.
Super fun, easy to throw it down the gullet.
Definitely.
Let's go into our next segment, the pull list. Colin,
do you have in your box?
The pull is, the pull is. What did you shove in your box?
Daniel's coming out this week.
So this what are we is the getting? Week of May 14th.
Cool.
We got Absolute Batman number 8. We got Ultimate X-Men number 15.
Yep. We got to catch up on that one again.
Yeah. We got the Invincible spinoff for Battle Beast.
Oh, finally.
Yes, sir. We got Supergirl number 1, written and drawn by Sophie Campbell.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That'd be cool. We got Godzilla versus X-Men.
Finally. He's still fighting everybody.
I saw that Money Shot, Big Bang number 1.
Oh, really?
Comes out.
Who's doing the art on that one?
Ooh, you
know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter.
And something that I didn't even know about. Godzilla, Here There Be Aliens.
What?
Yes.
Is it the same?
Same team.
Frank Thierry and shit?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's awesome.
I was like, no one told me.
Here There Be Aliens, dude. Oh my God. That sounds so cool.
I'm like, what could that entail?
We're running it back for the Eisner. We're taking what's ours.
Yeah. So I don't
that's
know.
That's funny.
I probably... Looking at that, that could be fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Did you read anything, Nathan?
I didn't read as much as I wanted to, but I read DC X Sonic number 2.
Okay.
Still pretty fun, but I think I'm good on it.
Okay.
Issue 1 and 2, I had, you know, as much fun as I think I'll have with that book. So I'll drop it. And then I read TMNT number 8. And I know that you're not reading it, but...
I have 8, though.
Oh, okay. Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's some strong pages on that.
Oh.
There's like a subway fight, and he gets really creative with how he does that.
I'm not behind, cool. So I could come back for that.
Yeah, it's. I think it's super fun. I mean, I don't think it'll be anything in there to convince you to continue reading it if you're already kind of checked out. But good stuff. I've been really enjoying it.
Sweet.
That's pretty much all I read. So what did you read this week?
You read 2 things?
Yeah. So, well, I was traveling. Well, technically, I did buy another comic book. It's like a joke. Because I went down to go see Parker in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fucking nice guy that he is, he bought me breakfast.
Nice.
And so we went to his comic shop, just like check it out.
What comic shop?
It's called Heroes and Villains, I think.
Okay.
It's really unique. It's really like 3 stores that are owned by the same people. There's a game shop, a comic shop, and a record shop.
Whoa.
And it's fucking awesome. I went in every single one, and I bought something from every single shop.
Did you buy a record?
No, I bought stickers from there.
Okay.
I wish I had it.
I got a, it's a sticker that has like metal lettering and it has Garfield and the metal lettering says Mondays. And I'm like, this is the coolest fucking sticker I've ever seen, I think.
That's so awesome.
That's on my water bottle now. I'll have to show you. But at the comic shop, I was like, let me buy something stupid for Parker. And so I bought him the Harley Quinn fart comic, Daniel.
Nice. I saw that I was still in stock at Ash and I thought about it.
And I smelled it. It's crazy. I didn't read the book, but I was like, we were like scared to open it because it's in like the little plastic like bag.
You open it, it's like,
poof. I'm like, I'm gonna open this up in your fucking car, and he's like, no. It's not like that crazy, but
yeah,
when you find the actual parts in the book, you have to like rub it and then smell it, and yeah, it's pretty gnarly, dude.
Wow,
it smells like a really old spice cabinet or something. But it's like. It fucking hits you. So I imagine that's what like smelling salts do.
Yeah.
Like you smell it, you're like, ooh, like you recoil.
Yeah.
So I bought that. It was pretty funny.
That's funny. I read Saga of Swamp Thing number 30. You know,
nice.
Reading like one at a time, basically.
That's sick.
And then I read AVP, Nathan.
AVP?
Yeah. Archie versus Predator.
Oh, okay.
And I have it here in case you wanted to read it.
Dude, is it good?
It's a good time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll give it a gander.
It's the Archie art style.
Oh,
and
so good.
it just works really well. And it like kind of goes to the places like it should.
Sweet.
But it's like not, I didn't expect it to necessarily.
Yeah.
And it's a real swift read. You know, some of the Archie dialogue can be a little dense at first, but
yeah, it's kind of how they
still interesting stuff.
Okay. Nice.
And this is part of history.
It really is. I feel like comics history right here.
So, and that was 4 issues, so I only read 5 this week.
Nice. Well, I was down in Tucson, we went to a couple bars, but one of them was it was like a card game bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a mall, and it's almost like a speakeasy because it's back beyond like a game store that's in there.
Oh, cool.
And people play like Magic the Gathering and stuff over there, which is what we were there for.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were playing, there was a guy walking around that was like, hey, we're going to do Superhero Jeopardy in the other room.
Nice.
If you want to be a part of that. And I was like, sounds fun, but we were in like the middle of a game. So I was like, ah, I'll skip it. And so we're playing. And then he comes back around and he's like, hey, we need a couple more people for this Jeopardy thing. So we're going to have a prize and the winner gets free drink tickets.
Whoa.
And I'm like, damn. And I was still playing the game, but somebody else had gotten out and I'm like, hey, play for me. And so I went and I played the Jeopardy.
Did you like annihilate?
Dude, I fucking crushed it. Because I told the guy, I was like, I mean, if you want everybody to lose.
If you want to lose.
Yeah, that's literally what I said. I'm like, if you want everybody to lose, I'll play. And he's like, you should do it. To be fair, I think everybody there would have known most of the questions.
Sure.
But it was just like spamming the Jeopardy button and who could do that the best.
Yeah.
And so when Parker finished up his Magic game, he came to like join my team. He was just on mashing duty. He was on button mashing duty. But yeah.
What was like the hardest question?
Dude, some of them were wrong.
You were wrong?
No, some of them, I got a couple wrong. There was only two that I genuinely didn't know.
Okay.
And it was, what is Ironheart's armor called?
Okay.
That was actually just Mark One. I could have guessed that, but I didn't want to at that point I was getting a lot of things, but there's like, you know, who's Black Panther's father, you know, T'Chaka.
Yeah.
There was who created Hulk, Captain America, and the X-Men. Who's the artist that was the co-creator of those people?
Ditko?
Mm-mm.
Who's that?
Kirby.
Was it Kirby?
Yeah.
Oh. That was another one.
It was Hulk, Captain America, and one other one. I think it was X-Men. But I almost said Ditko at first because I was like nervous still.
Ditko did a couple other than Spider-Man.
Ditko did Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay.
And then another one I got wrong is, when did Spider-Man get his powers? Like what age? Sorry. What age did Spider-Man gain his powers?
15?
That's correct. But I would have just been like guessing.
Okay.
And then one that they got like wrong was when the question was like, when did Detective Comics start? And so there's a couple answers there because it could be like Detective Comics, like the actual book.
Yeah.
Or it could be like DC as a company. But if it's DC as a company, is it when they rebranded to DC? Because they weren't DC initially.
I mean, you know? I think the first appearance of Batman was like 1940 and that was like number 27.
Yeah.
So I guess it could have started in like 38.
The answer was 1939, but that's not correct for any of those options. And Marvel was created in 1939. So I think they just like got it wrong in general. There's like DC was.
I think they're thinking like just Detective Comics number one.
But that was earlier than 1939. It was like 1935.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. And so I was like, they're just wrong. And then there was one that I think was like genuinely stupid and pretty vague, but it was, who's the richest superhero?
That's T'Challa.
So people throwing out T'Challa. People are throwing out Tony Stark. I said Batman. Apparently someone else also said Batman, but I couldn't hear them. So I threw out Batman and was wrong. Apparently it's Aquaman. Because he's like they justified it by saying he's like the owner of the seven seas and there's a bunch of minerals in there.
He's got a lot of assets.
He's got a lot of minerals in the sea that he can use that technically makes him the richest.
Like, I think T'Challa's like a trillionaire or something.
Yeah. And I was, so they said that and you know, I got some ciders in me and some beers and stuff.
All right. Did you end up getting...
I was like, do you guys take sand dollars here? And that was a good joke. Everybody left. But I won. Yeah, I won. I won three drink tickets.
Hell yeah.
And it felt good.
That's sick.
Because technically, when I said yes, I was like, damn, it's kind of a lot online. Because if I lose, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah, there were some good ones where I'm like, okay, this is like for real heads. Because some of them were like Thor's. There's like Weapons of Heroes, and it was like Thor's hammer or stuff like that.
There's like I went to a comic trivia thing at Comic-Con, and it was like the hardest thing I've ever. Because it's like, throughout the years,
mm-hmm.
they're like, what is a character that is also a popular mint candy or something? And someone guessed Wintergreen, which is like the dude who gets the jobs for Deathstroke. I'm like, I'm like, that's a good guess. But it was some character.
Like Eclipse or something?
His name is Mento.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, dude.
That's cool.
I was like, I've never fucking even heard of that.
Well, at a Comic Con, it makes sense that they're more.
It was like seasoned more, comic readers who were like made the questions and shit.
That's cool. That's one I would like to be in. But yeah, there's only a couple that like.
I never felt like more out of my league. I know that much stuff, but fuck, that was crazy.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Anyway.
But yeah, also at that bar, it's kind of funny. They have a roll for a drink. So you roll like a D20 and you just get whatever drink.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, you get a dollar off of it. So I thought that was fun.
Did you?
Good bar.
Did you do one?
Yeah, I got like a blue Hawaiian type drink.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good. So yeah.
What'd you roll to get that?
Like 15.
Nice.
Well, I rolled once and I didn't like want it. And he was like, you can roll again. And he like flips the thing over, gives me a different dice. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I got that. So I was like, that
nice,
works.
Nice.
Good time though.
Did you watch anything?
Yeah, I watched the movie Sinners.
Oh, don't tell me anything, but did you love it?
It's so good.
Ah.
It's so fucking good. Everything works in the movie, dude.
Nice. You
it's
love crazy. Vampires now?
I like these vampires straight up. I didn't know that there was like vampire rules that I think are just kind of colloquially known.
Yeah, like wooden stakes or something, or like.
Well, that I knew. There's something else in sunlight. Here that I was like, I guess that kind of makes sense, but yeah, it's really, really good.
Nice. What'd you rate it?
4.5.
That's pretty good.
But I've been thinking about it ever since, like every day.
Wow.
And I'm like, God, it was so good. Music is really good. The acting performances are really good. Michael B. Jordan does really, really fucking good. He's a twin in that movie. And both Serena and Sophia, who I went with, asked me at different times if he actually had a twin brother, which means that he's both really good at acting and the camera work is really good because they like interact with each other very convincingly.
Yeah. I always want to like see how they do that, you know?
Dude, I saw a video about it.
Really? That's cool.
I like had to look it up. There's a thing that happened. And I'm like, how do you even do that?
There's twins in the new season of You. Oh, and cool. It's like the girl from like fucking Pitch Perfect, like the leader or whatever, and she plays like a bitchy sister and then like a party sister or whatever. And at a point the party sister has to pretend to be the bitchy sister, but like when she's being the bitchy sister you can still tell that it's the bitchy sister
pretending to be the party sister.
Like she's amazing.
that's some nuance,
right? And I was like like you just see like how her face looks and you're like, oh, that's so and so or whatever, you know? And so normally that shit seems hard to like pull off, but she fucking nailed it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So we watched the 5th season of You.
Nice.
In like 2 days, and pretty good. I like first couple episodes I was like, this shit's so repetitive, this needs to end or whatever. And then like episode 5 I'm like, whoa.
That's how second season was for me. I was like, we've fucking done this before.
Yeah.
And so then, I started watching then, but
yeah, so it was ended up being like a really good season.
Is it the last season?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Sinners is great. There's one like really, really fucking wild scene that it's like it like defines how crazy of a filmmaker Ryan Coogler is,
for sure.
So when you see, you'll probably know what it is, but
okay.
People have been talking about it. It's great. I also played the beginning of a new game called Expedition 33.
Okay.
Charlie Cox voices one of the characters in it.
Nice.
It's kind of cool.
He's going to Comic-Con.
Is he?
Hmm.
Mm.
So is Simon Pegg.
What?
Yeah.
Has he made any comics? I feel like he has.
Made comics. No. But
do you think we can get him to sign a boys comic?
Edgar Wright did a issue of 2000 AD that has like a Shaun of the Dead
really
story, and I've been trying to find it for like years.
That's so cool.
It's like you can like get it, you can like order it, but it's like 2000 AD is mostly like a British thing, so you'd have to pay like $30 in shipping or whatever.
Maybe I'll buy a Blu-ray of like Paul and wear an Invincible shirt or something,
maybe. but
Exposition 33, it's like a double A game, so not like the biggest studios, but it's like still pretty fucking well made. I don't get how the titles of those work.
Big studio like AAA.
Yeah, that's like the people that make Call of Duty and Bungie and stuff like that. But it's kind of like the mechanics of Final Fantasy, which I know you haven't played, mixed with like an Elden Ring type feel.
Okay.
And it's based super highly on like Renaissance almost style art, but it's really good. I think the mechanics of it, it's like a turn-based sort of fighting game where you like recruit people to be like a part of your team, and you're fighting these like big, really well-designed monsters, and you have to learn like how their attacks work and dodge at certain times. Even though it's turn-based, you still have to like dodge at the right time.
Yeah.
And for every hit you get on him, you get these points that you can use for as like spells and stuff, which is pretty cool. But the idea of the book, of the game, is kind of, it feels like an anime, because it's called Exposition 33, because there's this like entity that lives in every year. It started at Exposition 100, and every year it goes down to like 99, 98, whatever. And when that happens, if you are that age that it's going down from, then you just disappear. So when Exposition 33 happened, Charlie Cox's wife, who's 34, like pretty much gets snapped, like Marvel snapped, like away and dissolves or whatever. And so his character is 33, and every year people like try and stop it, pretty much.
Huh.
So it's kind of an interesting story, but it's really, you can tell it's like a really fucking good game. So I'll probably play it some more.
For sure. Is that, are you just playing it solo?
Yeah, Parker showed me the game. It's a solo game. And I was like, this is fucking sweet. Just all the mechanics work really well together, which you wouldn't think they normally would, but it's pretty cool.
Sweet. In my like midnight like feeding sessions for Luke, I like will watch like a half hour show.
Nice.
And I've been like catching up on Barry.
Oh, nice.
Like I never finished season three. I didn't know where I was in season three. So I like started from the beginning. And I guess I watched like most of it.
Yeah. You'd like. Yeah, I think there's only five seasons or something. Four seasons?
Four, yeah. But I had watched like eight episodes of like season three. So there's only like two I didn't watch.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm like in the middle of four. And so.
Nice. Still good. I think it loses a bit of its steam.
I think
I haven't finished it yet. But
season one and two are so fucking strong.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
And so three, it's kind of like mostly aftermath stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But season four has been cool, like wrapping it all up, you know? Because it's just interesting, like the decisions they make, you know. So cool. Good show. I just never finished it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I watched Predator 2, Nathan.
Predator 2?
Predator 2.
You watched the first one?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay.
Like,
I don't think I've seen Predator 2.
Yeah, so let me show you something.
Is that the one where he's in like New York?
Yeah, New York or LA or something.
Okay.
Let me just kind of show you something. So this is the only thing I knew about Predator 2. And this is like a video of the people who are playing the Predators and they're just dancing.
People that are playing the Predators.
Yeah. This is like
this is like on set or this is part of the movie?
This is on set.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then fucking like later, like Danny Glover like joins. They're just all dancing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so
good video.
this is the only impression I had of this movie.
Okay.
And it's the only one I haven't seen of the Predators. And so I watched that one. People don't really like it, but I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, if you compare it to the first one, like maybe it's not like as good, but I think if this movie like was never made, then
the first one, you mean?
If Predator 2 was never made,
oh,
people would still would be asking for like a Predator in the Big City kind of movie, you know, which this was. Oh, it's in L.A.
Oh, okay.
It came out in 1990, but it's based in the dystopian future of 1997. And they have like weird, like high tech guns, you know.
Oh,
it's kind of weird.
It's like 7 years in the future.
Yeah, it's got like as much shooting as the first one, you know. So I'm like, oh, this is kind of similar.
What do you think people like less about it?
It's just so. You know how like Predator can kind of like record people and like say stuff?
Yeah, like mimic them.
Yeah. Predator says like motherfucker in this.
Cool.
And then he says like shit happens and stuff like that.
Hey, he's spitting.
And I think just some of like the campiness of that people didn't like.
Yeah.
It's not like the strongest story, I guess.
But I guess that makes sense.
A couple of things with this. When Predator is like invisible, his like weapons aren't.
Really?
You know? Yeah, so he had like a spear and he kills a guy. And I'm like, how'd you not see that spear? Get away from the spear. And shit like that.
That's probably one of the reasons why people don't like it either.
There's a point where there's like a kid with like a toy gun. And Predator almost like fucking kills this kid because he thinks he has a weapon.
Oh my God.
And if he killed this kid, I'd be like, what the fuck?
That would be
crazy.
There's a part where Predator's like climbing like a building, but it's just like a flat wall, practically. Like there's like a pillar or something he's climbing, but he just climbs right up it.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm. And like,
so do you think when they were filming it, they just like
something like that?
Like they did the
he's just crawling
Adam West Batman type shit.
Yeah. So Predator is obviously a problem, killing a lot of people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the government, like the FBI, they're trying to capture him, you know, so they could like figure out his technology and stuff like that and learn from his stuff, which is like clearly just not the thing to do because he's too much of a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be killing him, you know?
They want to capture him alive?
They want to, but they shouldn't.
Oh, okay. You know? I see.
In this, they figure out that he's got the thermal vision or whatever. And so they have like suits on to cover that.
Okay.
But he's got like different types of sights that can see like different things.
Hmm.
So that didn't really work.
Like organically?
I guess so. Yeah. Cause he didn't have his mask on and he still was seeing people that way.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
New lore.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe at context.
They had the different Predator feet. Like it just looked like normal feet with like,
yeah,
long stumpy, claws or whatever. Yeah. Predator, he has like his arm ripped off and he crashes into someone's like apartment in like their bathroom and he like punches some drywall, crushes it up into the sink, then pours some sort of shit on it. And then he puts that cocktail like on his wounds and it like heals his wounds.
With drywall?
With drywall and like broken glass and shit.
Whoa.
I guess he ground it up or something. It was fucking weird.
That is weird.
You know?
Well, in the book that we read, he has like a way of healing himself with like a little serum thing that gives him basically a healing factor.
Yeah, it's basically that, but I guess he needed to make more with like the drywall.
Yeah, he just concocted it, mm-hmm. I guess. That's cool. Knows a bit of chemistry.
Yeah, there's a part when the FBI going after him and you see him throw his little disc thing and...
The spiky disc?
It's not spiky, it's just a normal disc. It's like almost like heat or something that cuts through.
Oh, okay.
But you don't see the actor get cut in half. He's like behind like some hanging bodies or whatever. And you only see like his lower half of his body like fall and like spill out blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the top half? Like, the top half is almost like it's floating in the air for some reason.
Maybe he's hanging on to something.
Yeah, it's just weird. Danny Glover had like the sickest burn. Towards a Predator. He calls him a pussy face.
Oh.
I'm like, got him.
That is good.
You can't come back from that.
You cannot. No.
You better be typing in the self-destruct codes.
you better record him saying that so you can say it to the other Predator buddies.
Yeah. And so Danny Glover, he like follows the Predator into like a subway or something. And that's where like a Predator ship is. And he goes inside it, which is like where that video was that I was showing you.
Oh, yeah.
And you see like a trophy room.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like a xenomorph
cool
skull.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, this is planting the seeds. You
know? It really is. People are like, oh.
Yeah. And so when Danny Glover like follows the Predator, he kills him. But then 9 more show up. I was like, you spent like 2 hours fighting one.
Yeah, you know? I know. This could be 18 hours of work.
Yeah, but all they do is they take the body and then like leave him alone.
Oh.
And then the leader of like that Predator team like had like a gun on him,
mm-hmm.
and he tossed it to Danny Glover, and it's like a old school like gun, and it's like engraved like 1715,
whoa,
or something, just kind of planting the seed that they've been around, they keep coming to Earth and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like an old time, it looked like something that Jack Sparrow would have, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
And so pretty cool.
It was a human gun or a Predator gun?
Human gun.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I was like, how do they know what year it was? I
guess they'll like collect weapons sometimes or whatever.
Yeah, they're kind of just nerds.
Yeah.
About like killing stuff.
But yeah, pretty good. I think it was worth a watch.
That's cool.
If you like Predator shit, then yeah.
I do like Predator shit. I think that one probably did a lot more for like expanding the lore, like why they do what they do or how they work and stuff. So
yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Sounds like it at least. So I don't watch the first one forever. I'd probably do that first, but.
Yeah, that one's cool because it's basically just like a a war movie.
Yeah.
And the Predator's there.
War monster movie.
War monster movie. Cool. And anyway, Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
I forget.
Are we going to do our giant robo month?
Oh my God, I can't wait. Dude, I had another month idea.
Month idea.
Event sequels.
Okay, so you got Civil War 2.
Civil War 2. Secret Wars. There's a second one of those. Hush 2.
Okay. So is Hush considered like an event?
Close enough.
So are you saying Secret Wars, like the John Hickman one, is technically like a sequel to the other?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're holding Secret Wars until the movie comes out.
I know, we will. But that could be part of the month. And then, Hush 2, Civil War 2.
We did Infinite Crisis already, right?
Yeah.
There's like Identity Crisis and then like Final Crisis.
Yeah, we could do one of the crises.
Another crises. Okay, maybe. we could just do like an event month.
Nah, stupid.
Nah. That's the dumbest shit you've ever said.
It probably would be good because we could do like Original Sin, which I think is pretty interesting and stuff like that. But anyway. Giant Robot Month.
Should we kick off Giant Robot Month with Dawn Runner?
That sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I haven't... Was that whole thing only 5 issues?
4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I never finished it, so I'm down to do that.
Let me see.
Rom V.
Evan Kagel.
The Kagel?
The Kags.
Big Kag himself. Yeah, I'm down for that.
5 issues.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
168 pages. Sounds good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link in our bio. You can like, you can comment, you can subscribe.
Tell us your favorite Predator movie.
Yeah, email in at traverspot@gmail.com.
Tell us your favorite Predator crossover.
Your favorite Predator ability.
Yeah.
Favorite gadget.
Cloaking school.
Yep.
Tell us where the acid perfume comes from, because I'm really confused about that.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Predators with Adrian Brody?
No.
That one's pretty good.
Bye. Brody? No, I haven't. Yeah, that sounds good.
They go to like the Predator planet.
Oh, yeah. I hear it's good, actually. But I haven't seen it.
Dang, dude.
I think I've only seen Predator 1 in AVP. I want to say.
Well, Best Predator.
Best Predator. How could I forget? The Best Predator movie.
In Prey.
Yeah, so. that's got to be known. In Prey. So I'm a pretty big Predator fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I played the Predator game where you could play as Predator.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
It's pretty fun.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Because you're hunting your friends who are people.
Okay. So yeah, a lot of Predator stuff coming up. You got to catch up. You got to be in the know.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.